在昆萨之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年12月13日，星期五。我们非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡参者 Maharaj 为我们继续讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just finding the verse and setting up something else.
Yes.
Jai Radha Madhava.Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari.Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Bonacha Yamuna Tira Bonacha Jai RadhaMadhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari Gopi Jana Balava Giribara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana RanjanaYashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Bonacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari JaiOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we're chapter 10 verse 7.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita.
博迦梵歌第十章的第七十节
Okay.Etam vibhutim yogam cha mama yoveti tatvataha so vikalpena yogena yujate natra samshaya. Again, etam vibhutim yogam cha mama yoveti tatvataha so vikalpena yogena yujate natra samshaya.Etam vibhutim yogam cha mama yoveti tatvataha so vikalpena yogena yujate natra samsaya. Okay, the words. Etam, all this.
此对此 Etam, 所有这一切
Vibhutim.
Vibhutim.
Mystic, opulence.
白富
Yogam
Yogam
Mystic power
神秘力量
Cha Also
Cha 也
Mama
Mama
Of mine
我的
Yeah Anyone who
Yeah任何人
Veti knows
Veti 知道
Tatvata factually
真实的。
Sa.
Sa.
Sa, he.
他。
He.
他。
Avikalpena, without division.
Avikalpena, 没有分裂的。
Yogena.
Yogena.
In devotional service.
在奉献服务中。
Ujjate, is engaged.
Ujjate, 从事。
Na, never.
Na, 永不。
Atra.
Atra.
Here.
这里。
Samshaya. Doubt.
Samshaya, 疑问。
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. One who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mind engages in unalloyed devotional service. Of this, there is no doubt.
为我做译文由舍尔帕帕提供译文毫无疑问确信我的财富和神秘力量的人为我做纯粹的奉爱服务。
Purport.The highest summit of spiritual perfection is knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unless one is firmly convinced of the different opulences of the Supreme Lord, he cannot engage in devotional service. Generally, people know that God is great, but they don't know in detail how great he is. Here are the details. If one knows factually how God is great, then naturally he becomes a surrendered soul and engages himself in devotional service.Of the Lord. When one factually knows the opulence of the Supreme, there is no alternative but to surrender to Him. This factual knowledge can be known from the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and similar literatures. Want to read that?
Yes. 要知，灵性完美的顶峰是了解至尊人格守神。人除非确信至尊主不同的财富否则就不可能做奉爱服务。人们一般都知道神是伟大的，却不知道神究竟是怎么伟大。这里说的是详细的情况。人如果真正的了解神有多伟大，就自然而然的会变得皈依的灵魂，为至尊主做奉爱服务。人一旦确切的知道了至尊主的财富，就会不再选择的投靠服从他。从圣典《薄伽瓦坛》《薄伽梵歌》和类似的文献可以了解这确切的知识。当然是。
OK。We may have to get back to it.
Sorry, Marge.
In the administration of the universe, there are many demigods distributed throughout the planetary systems.And the chief is Brahma, Shiva, and the four great Kumaras, and others. There are many forefathers of the population of the universe, and all of them are born of the Supreme Lord Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original forefather of all forefathers.
在这个宇宙的管理机构中，有遍布整个星系的众多半身人，其中为首的是Brahma, Shiva, 四 Kumara 和其他祖先。宇宙生物体的祖先很多，而这些祖先都来源于至尊主 Krishna。至尊人格守神 Krishna 是一切祖先的祖先。
Yeah, it's a quick one, huh? Okay, next. These are some of the opulences of the Supreme Lord. When one is firmly convinced of them, he accepts Krishna with great faith and without any doubt, and he engages in devotional service. All the particular knowledge is required in order to increase one's interest in the loving devotional service of the Lord. One should not neglect to understand fully how great Krishna is, for by knowing the greatness of Krishna, one will be able to fixed in sincere devotional service.
这些是至尊主的一部分财富，人一旦确信了这些，就会以巨大的信心接受 Krishna， 不再有任何疑问，坚定地为他做奉爱服务。人要增加为至尊主做奉爱服务的性质，就需要这些详细的知识，要重视去彻底的了解 Krishna 有多么的伟大，因为通过了解 Krishna 的伟大，就能够坚定诚恳地为他做奉爱服务。
All right, so Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Saja Jatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desata Vanchakalpa Turbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigurun Dina Tarane. Okay, this chapter 10 is very important.
这第十章很重要。
Because it contains the four chatur slokas, which are starting from the next verse.
因为在这里面呢，它包含了四节种子诗节，而且呢，这种子诗节就从下一个诗节开始了。
And they summarize the entire Gita.
那么这四节诗呢，他们就描述了整部的《博伽梵歌》的内容。
So when we talk about Krishna's opulence, you know, many religious people, they believe in God, they just think God is all powerful, you know, and maybe he created everything and he will punish us for sins, can reward us for good deeds.
那么当我们在谈起神的时候，其他的那些宗教他们都会说神他是非常的神武有力的，然后呢他是去保护，就是他会去保护人，并且呢也会去惩罚所那些做的错事情的人。
But there's much more to the, you know, that's just a small part. In the spiritual world, there's none of that. In the Goloka.
但是呢这只是神的特别小的一部分，在灵性世界，在格洛克并不是这样的。
Krishna's greatest opulence is his loving exchanges and his kindness and mercy.
那 Krishna 他的富裕在于他是非常的充满了爱的，而且呢他是充满了仁慈的，他是和其他的人进行了爱的交流的。
So Krishna is saying something similar to this verse, you know,When one understands Krishna, when they know these things, then they engage in devotional service.
那 Krishna 他也说了和这节是类似的一句话，他就说呢，当一个人他能够理解神所处在的这样的状态的时候呢，他就会为神做奉献服务。
And Dhrida Vrata, with a firm vow, and you'll never give it up.
而且呢他会做一个 Dhrida Vrata, 他也就是会发下一个非常的坚定的誓言，他就再也不会放弃了。
So that's, in order to love someone, you have to know them.
但是为了要爱上一个人，你首先要了解他，要认识他。
You know, people have a tendency to say they fall in love, you know, just immediately with someone. But,That's not real love, it's just some kind of attachment, some kind of something. Real love comes when one really knows someone and they want to help them and serve them.
有些人呢，他可能会有这样一种倾向，就是我对某人一见钟情了，但这其实他并不是真正的爱了这个人，而是只是对这人的某一种依附而已。那么真正的爱呢，是他需要去了解这个人，他需要去为他做服务。
Nowadays, the idea of love, you know, people just think they love some, they love things. Oh, I get so much pleasure from my things. You know, they're working very hard to get more things. Advertising is telling you of all the new things you can get and how they will make you very happy.
那么这一年头呢，人们是想要爱上某样东西。那么这样东西呢，让他感到非常的享受。比如说在广告里面呢，也会做各种各样的广告，然后呢，让你爱上这样东西，然后让你拥有更加多的东西，从而让你变得更加的快乐。
But everybody gets frustrated. The things don't satisfy.
但事实上，人们会变得越来越沮丧，因为东西、物件其实没有办法让我们感到满足。
So.They have a law I've heard about, it's called diminishing. You get a new thing and you get very excited, you know, a new phone or a new car, or new clothes, a new haircut, and people become very happy, but very quickly the happiness is not so great anymore.
但是呢，它所处在一种状态就是，它会变得减少的。比如说人们，当他有一个新的事物的时候，他有了一辆新车，他得到了一个新的东西，他剪了一个新的头发的时候呢，他可能会感到很开心，但这种开心呢不会持久，隔不了多长时间呢，这种开心就变没了，变少了。
So now in the universities, at least in America, they have classes, they have courses and books about happiness.
那所以现在，比如说在美国的大学里面呢，就会开这样的课程。还有这样的书籍，全部都是关于如何让自己变得快乐起来的课程和书籍。
But of course, they're talking only about material happiness.
当然，他们所讲述的只是物质上的快乐。
But they say, you know, rather than getting a new thing, a new car, a new phone, or new clothes, new shoes, or a new girlfriend, you know, take a nice holiday and then.You remember that in the future, you can still enjoy remembering your holiday.
那么这里面就说呢，就是他们给他们这个快乐课程里面就讲，你不是只是去得到一辆新车，一个新的手机，或者是一个新的发饰，甚至于一个新的女朋友，而是去到一个很好的一个地方，然后进行度假，然后通过这个度假呢，就有好的记忆。那么将来。你还可以在这个记忆中继续保持在快乐的状态下。
So devotees, we practice that. And devotees, you know, they try to live a more simple life with just the basic necessities, not trying to collect more and more things.
但是作为一个在修行的奉献者，我们会让自己过一个比较简单的生活，而不会让自己不断的去积累各种各样的越来越多的东西。
And then we go on pilgrimage. We go to the Holy Dham. We go to the spiritual kingdom.
那然后呢，我们就会去进行朝圣，我们会去圣地，我们会去到这灵性的国度。
And of course, just chanting Hare Krishna is always something new. Every time we read the Bhagavatam, I just read Jayapataka Maharaja saying, every time we read the Bhagavatam, we get new realizations.
而且呢，每次当我们在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候呢，我们都会觉得它是常新的。而且每次，当我们在聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的时候，我刚刚也听到 Jayapataka Maharaja 也是这么讲的，就是每次我们在聆听这个话题的时候，我们都会有新的觉悟。
And any time we hear any devotee talking about Krishna, every devotee has realizations that we can learn from them.
而且每次当我们听奉献者在讲述他们在库什纳知觉中的觉悟的时候呢，这些也都是非常好的新的觉悟，我们也可以去聆听他们的讲述。
But when we go to Mayapur, Vrindavan, everything's always new and fresh. And there's unlimited places of Krishna's pastimes. We can always be finding new ones. Devotees are always finding new places that they've never gone to.
而且每次呢，我们去到 Mayapur 和去到 Vrindavan 这样的圣地的时候呢，我们也会觉得它是新鲜的，它是这个没有经历过的。那么在 Vrindavan 和 Mayapur 这样的地方呢，也有很多很多的主曾经上演过他逍遥时光的地方。那么奉献者呢，也总是能够找到一个新的曾经没有去过的地方去朝拜。
Of course, in the material world too, like, you know,In China, when we fly in or different cities, the airline, they start showing you all the different things you can do in this place, all the different wonderful, beautiful sights you can see. But they're all material, so the pleasure is temporary.
那么在中国，我们也有好多好多的可以去游览的地方。每次我们坐飞机飞到一个新的城市的时候，那这个空中小姐她就会给我们讲述在这个新的这个城市里面都有哪些可以去参观游览的地方。但是呢，这些都是物质上的快乐，而且呢，这种物质上给我们的快乐呢，它并不是永恒长新的，它是短暂的。
But in the Holy Dham, everything is connected to Krishna, so it becomes more and more wonderful, and we're always seeing deities we never saw.Even seeing the same deity every day, they're always dressed different, and there's everything new and fresh, and different kirtans. So, that's real pleasure.
那么在圣地呢，因为所有的一切都是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的，而且呢，我们每次都可以去看到各种各样的神像。那就即便是我们去朝拜同一尊神像的时候呢，这个神像也是总是被穿着不同的衣服，被打扮成不同的。装饰所以呢它也是就是有新鲜的地方的而且我们在听 Kirtan 的时候呢也是总是会听到新鲜的感受的
So this is and even just chanting Hare Krishna even if we can't go anywhere else if we're really concentrating on the holy name or we're just reading Bhagavad Gita I can say from experience thatI've read Bhagavad Gita many, many times over and over again for so many years, but still I'm always finding, oh, this is something wonderful, new. We're trying to remember something from before, and every time you remember it, it gets better and better.
那么就即便是我们去不了任何地方，我们只是全神贯注的去念诵或者是阅读薄伽梵歌的话，比如说我自己本人就是我都已经读薄伽梵歌已经读了很多很多遍了。但是每次呢，在我读薄伽梵歌的时候，我都会从中找到新的觉悟和新的感受。而且呢，我们就是记忆着我们之前所读到的这些内容，它也会让我们有更好的感受。
So back this idea of knowing Krishna in chapter 15 verse 17 I think it is
我们如果
是 19 chapter 15 verse 19
OK, 那我们再回到刚才说要认识 Krishna 的这个话题，我们可以看看第十五章的第十九十节。
Yomam evam samudho janati purushottama sarva vit bhajanti mam sarva bhavena bharata. So the same, you know, sarva vit means knowing everything. So Krishna says, whoever knows me is the supreme personality of Godhead.Without doubt, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata.
那么这个Sarvaviti 在这个世界里面还有这个词，它的意思是一切的知悉者。那么这个世界的译文就是巴尔塔的子孙呐、啊，谁要是确切的知道我是至尊人格守神，谁就是一切的知悉者，因此全心全意的为我做奉爱服务。
So doubts are like demons, Arjuna says, you know, and we all have doubts. Sometimes we doubt ourselves, sometimes we wonder, you know, Is Krishna really God? People ask, I've been praying and I'm not getting what I want, so maybe Krishna's not really God or something. And the mind is crazy like that.
这个困惑是恶魔，而朱呢是这么说的，我们所有的人都会有一些困惑，那有的时候呢大家就会在想，难道 Krishna 他真的是神吗？难道我真能够这样去理解吗？我真能够这么去信吗？所以我们的这个心意呢经常就会疯狂的去就是这个心意会发疯有的时候。
But Krishna tells us in chapter 7,Maya Saptamana Parsha Yogam Yajan Marashaya Samsayam Samagramam Itada Shashi Tachanu. That's the first verse of, you know, of chapter 7. And actually Prabhupada lectured on that many times, more than any other single verse.
但是呢Krishna 就是博迦梵歌的第七章的第一十节希拉帕帕呢就反复的讲述过这个世界，他跟别的所有的世界比起来呢，就这个世界他在课上讲的最多了。
But Krishna is saying, now listen to me and I will tell you how you can know me in full, free from doubt. So he's setting up everybody. And then when you know Krishna free from doubt, then he's saying again and again, then you will just serve Krishna because you know.But to know, we have to hear about Krishna from people who know Krishna.
那么这个 Krishna 在这一节诗里面他讲到他是至尊人格守神说现在你听我讲你只要全神贯注于我完全的意识到我就能够通过这样练瑜伽了解我摆脱疑惑。所以 Krishna 呢他给大家做好了这么一个准备然后让大家能够摆脱疑惑然后从而呢就能够完全的去了解他。那所以呢我们是从一个能够了解他的人那里去聆听 Krishna 自己是了解自己的。
So Prabhupada, he definitely wanted everyone to know Krishna.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 他毫无疑问是希望所有的人都能够知道 Krishna。
So he very kindly did such an amazing thing to give us all these books that give so much knowledge of Krishna.
所以说呢他就非常不可思议的做了这么多的启示他给我们准备了这么多的书籍以及让我们有这么多的关于 Krishna 的知识可以去了解。
And now by the mercy of Kali Yuga and all the technology, we can have so many books, we can have them, you know, on our phone, we can have them in here and there and everywhere, we can have so many books to distribute to the people so they can learn about Krishna.
那现在呢出于卡利年代的仁慈我们有了这么多的先进的科技使得我们这个书呢很容易呢就能够有这种电子版的然后使得在各个地方都容易找到这些书籍然后这个书能够更好的派发给所有的人去阅读。
So the more we hear about Krishna, the more, you know, we want to tell other people about Krishna.
那当我们越多的去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题的时候呢，我们就越想把 Krishna 这件事和别人去分享。
And the more we want to hear about Krishna more and more, because it's so connected.
那么当我们听到了 Krishna 更多的话题的时候呢，我们就想要能够听到更多的关于他的话题，因为这里面满含着甘露。
So that is a special mercy of.You know, bhakti yoga, and simply by chanting, of course.
所以说呢，这就是 bhakti 瑜伽的特别的仁慈。那当然，我们只要通过念诵也挺好。
So again, Krishna, I can't think of all the places, but here he says in chapter 7:28, which is one we use quite often.Yesham tantikatam papam jananam karma punya karmanam te dwanda moha nirmukta bhajanti mam dridavrata. That persons who have acted piously in previous life and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated are freed from dualities. And they engage himself in my service with determination.
然后是第七章的第二八十节。第七章第二八十节是这样讲的，在前世和今生行善并彻底消除了恶报的人，摆脱由错觉产生的相对性，坚定地为我做服务。
It says Dhrita Vrata, in great determination, he won't give up.
那这里面说的 Dhrita Vrata, 也就是他有非常强烈的决心，他不会再放弃。
So we may think, well, I never acted piously in this life. I don't know about the previous lives, if we take up devotional service, it doesn't matter. If we start chanting the holy name and following the guidance of the spiritual master.
那我们在想，可能我在这一辈子可能没做什么虔诚的活动，那么在前世呢，我也不知道。但事实上，当我们开始在念诵 Hare Krishna， 并且遵循着灵性导师的指导的时候，我们之前是不是做过虔诚活动，这件事已经不重要了。
Then we see things equally. Krishna's in everyone's heart.
因为这会儿呢，我们可以看到 Krishna 是一切的幕后，在一切的幕后，而且呢是出于众生的心中。那这会儿呢，我们就可以很平等的去看待所有的一切了。
That's what it really means. Krishna says, you know, I see everything equally. I don't envy anyone. I don't favor anyone. I don't hate anyone. Because he knows they're all part and parcel of Krishna.
那么这也就是 Krishna 他为什么说我是平等的看待众生，我不会偏袒某人，我也不会憎恨某人，因为他知道所有的这一切都是他的不可分割的一部分。
So,you know, there's so many things we can learn by just reading Bhagavad Gita. We'll learn about Krishna. But then we want to read about Krishna's life. So Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book, you know, so we could hear about Krishna's pastimes and understand what is the spiritual world.
那么当我们在阅读《薄伽梵歌》的时候呢，我们其实就能够了解到好多好多关于 Krishna 的信息。可是当我们在这么了解的时候呢，我们就希望能够知道 Krishna 的这个生活到底是怎么回事。所以说呢，Srila Prabhupada呢就给了我们 Krishna 快乐源泉这一本书，因为这本书里面就描述了 Krishna 在灵性世界他的家里面的日子是怎么过的。
And the Krishna book is not just a Vaikuntha, but it's a Krishna planet, you know.
而且呢，在 Krishna 快乐源泉里面讲述的不仅仅是 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿的话题，而讲的是他的灵性在灵性世界的生活。在 Krishna 星宿的生活。
That's why we can really develop love for Krishna.
然后这样当我们去了解的时候呢，是我们真正的能够培养出对 Krishna 爱的方式。
So I just read a nice story, I'll summarize it. My godbrother Prithu, he was in Germany long ago when Prabhupada came there.
那我刚刚呢读了一个关于我的神兄弟 Prithu Prabhu 的故事。那么当Srila Prabhupada 去到德国之前呢，他一直在那个地方。
So he was in charge of, you know, keeping all the devotees engaged.
他所管理的这个事情呢，就是负责让所有的奉献者们做奉献服务。
So he had a board, you know, all that had listed deity worship, cooking, cleaning, book distribution, all the different services.
所以呢，他们就有一个板，这个板上呢就记录着所有的这些奉献服务的细节。比如说做饭呐、还有崇拜神像啊，还有打扫卫生啊等等。
So, you know, that way he could see and he had each devotee's name and it was a magnet, so he could just stick them on the board. And then if somebody changed, he could keep track of everything. So he thought this is very good.
那么这是一个值班表，然后呢是由 吸铁石钉在上面的，就等于就是每次他都可以把这个值班的这些人的这个名字和他相对的这个服务给用这个吸铁石给展现在这块板上，所以呢一切都会非常的清晰和明朗。
And then all of a sudden he saw that Srila Prabhupada was right behind him. And he was
you mean right behind of him?
Yeah,
while he's...
he was behind him watching that he was moving all these things around, and Prabhupada said, what is it?
Okay. 那么就是有一天，他在这个板儿这个地方在挪着所有这些人名和这个服务的这个时间的时候呢，他就发现舒拉帕帕就在他身后在看他在干这件事儿，然后舒拉帕帕就问他这是什么。
So he told him, you know, I can keep track and move devotees here and there and different services. Prabhupada asked if he could try it, so Prabhupada was moving things around.
然后呢他就对舒拉帕帕说呢，说因为我就这么在挪着这些奉献者的这个名字和他们的服务，然后以这样的方式呢我就能够很好的这个记录，而且也能够很好的去跟踪这些服务。然后舒拉帕帕说那我能不能也试试，所以舒拉帕帕也开始就挪这些这个名字和服务。
And then Prabhupada stopped and he said very seriously.
然后舒拉帕帕呢就停下了手中的动作，然后他非常认真的说
He said, but this won't work as long as if the devotees don't trust and love each other.
他说如果要是奉献者不信任以及不爱彼此的话，这么挪来挪去是不奏效的。
So the thing is, if we love Krishna, if we really love Krishna, thenWe would automatically love all the devotees.
那这个问题就在于，如果奉献者真正的爱 Krishna 的话，那么奉献者也会自动的爱彼此了。
Because Krishna loves the devotees.
因为 Krishna 他是很爱奉献者的。
He doesn't just love the so-called pure devotee or the guru or something. He loves all devotees.
Krishna 他并不只爱那些所谓的纯粹的奉献者或者所有的这些guru们，因为 Krishna 他是爱所有的奉献者。
And it's by Krishna's grace that someone can be a devotee and be in the association of devotees. Krishna has chosen that person, so we have to accept Krishna. And then, so really loving Krishna, like sometimes devotees, I love Krishna, but I don't like this devotee or that devotee.
那么实际上是通过 Krishna 的仁慈，他才选定了这个人成为奉献者，并且呢，才给了我们这样的联谊。那所以呢，我们必须要爱这个由 Krishna 所选定的这个人。有的时候我们可能就会想，我很爱 Krishna， 可是我不爱 Krishna 的奉献者。
So something like in a family, you know, if you tell your mother, "Well, I love you very much, but I don't love."My brother or my sister.
那么就好像是在家里边，你会跟你妈说：“说妈妈，我特别特别的爱你，可是我不爱我的哥哥，也不爱我的姐姐。”
The mother won't be very happy about that.
那妈妈听到这么讲了以后呢，肯定不会太开心的。
You know, because the mother loves all the children.
因为妈妈爱所有的孩子。
So we have to develop love for Krishna by, you know, loving devotees, also serving devotees.
那所以说呢，我们要通过爱奉献者、服务奉献者的这样的方式，去培养出对 Krishna 的爱。
Lord Chaitanya said, "Vaishnav seva, nama sankirtan."But these two things only, serving the devotees and chanting the holy name.
那主持人坦讲马哈帕布说呢 ,sorry.
You can quickly get the lotus feet of Krishna.
主持人坦讲马哈帕布说呢那么,sorry, say,save a devotee 和那么,sankirtana. 就是一个是服务奉献者，还有另外一个就是唱诵圣名，这两件事情就能使你很快的真达到主的莲花足。
And that's what we want. The lotus feet of Krishna means service to Krishna, unalloyed service.
那我们也非常的想要达到 Krishna 的莲花足，真的对 Krishna 的莲花足也就意味着是对 Krishna 的服务，对他纯粹的服务。
So we are, you know, trying to love Krishna, and Krishna is giving us all opportunity. So much service we can do, and Prabhupada has arranged to make the holy dhams available for all of us.
那所以呢，我们是在试着爱 Krishna。那 Krishna 呢，他也给了我们各种各样的机会。那比如说舍拉巴巴呢，他也使得我们可以去到圣地去朝圣。
And so many books and so many wonderful classes are available, and now there's the internet. So many ways we can associate and serve devotees, even if we're isolated in some small town where there's nobody around for a million miles.
那我们比如说现在有这么多的书籍，在网上也可以听到这么多的课程，所以呢，就即便是我们被独处在一个小城市，没有任何的这个奉献者联谊的这种状态下，我们也有各种各样的可以去服务奉献者的方式。
So that love means service, and Prabhupada glorified the service attitude. When one just wants to serve, that's a very, he said, if Krishna sees that you have this attitude, you just want to serve, you want to serve the devotees, you want to serve the mission, you want to serve any the deities, you want to serve prasadam, you know, Krishna is very pleased. And he gives us blessings.
那么这个爱呢，也就意味着服务。舍拉巴巴呢，他就荣耀着各种各样的服务。比如说，如果你要是愿意去服务 Krishna， 愿意去服务奉献者，然后愿意服务这个 Prasadam， 或者愿意去派书等等这些，当 Krishna 他看到了这一切的时候呢，他就会感到很开心，然后呢，他就会给这个做服务的人祝福。
So in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev, he says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam Mahantas Te Samachitta Prashanta Vimanyavak Surida Sadavoye. That's a very important instruction he's teaching his 100 sons.
在圣殿波迦瓦坛第五篇里面呢，有着主 Rishabhdev 对他的一百个儿子的教导。那刚才马尔他所念的这个师姐呢，就是朱瑞沙布对他的一百个儿子的非常重要的教导。
So one can get the path of liberation from material bondage only by serving the highly advanced spiritual personality.
所以呢，一个人他只有通过去服务更崇高的灵性的人物，才能够从物质存在的捆缚中得到解脱。
These are impersonalists and devotees.
那么 ，sorry, this is
both. The impersonalists are also spiritual, but they get liberation, but it's not very good liberation.
Okay, 那么这里面讲的是这个非人格主义者以及奉献者。那么这个非人格主义者呢，他们也是这个灵性主义者，而且呢，他们也得到了一些解脱，但是呢，他们的解脱呢，并不是那么伟大的解脱。
For those who want to, well, we focus on the one side that one wants to, you know, associate with the personality of God, they should render service to the Mahatma.
那么当一个人他想要和这个伟大的灵性 Mahatma 去联谊，并且为他们做服务的时候。
And those who are not interested, they just want to associate with women and have sex and, you know, enjoy all the things of the material world. They can go. The path to hell is wide open.
The interested in liberation, right?
if you're interested in liberation, you have to serve
okay.
the Mahatma. Those
okay,
who just
okay.
want to enjoy the material world,
okay,
they can go to hell very easily.
OK, 这句话这么说啊，就是说那些对解脱感兴趣的人呢，那么他们可以通过去服务伟大的人物 Mahatma 来得到解脱。但是那些对于解脱没有兴趣的人呢，他们就可以去和女人呢，去这些和这些物质的事物去进行联谊。那么通向地狱的大门呢，就向他们敞开着。
Right, there's three gates leading to hell: lust, greed, and anger.
有三项，有三扇通向这个地狱的大门，就是愤怒、色欲和贪婪。
So the Mahatma is the great souls.They don't see difference between one living entity and another. They see they're all part and parcel of Krishna.
但是这些伟大的灵魂 Mahatma 们呢，他们不会区分的看待所有的这些灵魂。那么他们认为所有的这些灵魂都是主 Krishna 的不可分割的部分。
They're very peaceful and always engaged in devotional service.
他们非常的平静，总是在从事着奉献服务。
And they're not angry, and they work for the benefit of it.
而且他们也不会愤怒，而且他们的活动呢，都是为了他人的福祉去做的。
And they don't do abominable things.
而且他们也不会去做任何恶心的事情。
They are the Mahatma. Mahatmanas tamamparta diving prakriti machita. Krishna says that the Mahatmas are always.Taking shelter of the spiritual energy, which means Radharani.
那么他们呢是 Mahatma。那 Krishna 说呢，这个 Mahatma 呢，他们总是托庇在灵性的能量之下的，也就是说，他们总是托庇在 Srimati Radharani 的莲花足下的。
And that means chanting the holy name and, you know, and trying to spread the holy name and the knowledge of Krishna to as many people as possible.
那也就是说呢，是不断的去唱诵圣名，以及呢，把唱诵圣名这件事情和 Krishna 的，就是以及和 Krishna 相关的知识的这件事情呢，传扬开来，让越来越多的人去了解、去知道。
Okay, thank you very much for whoever is listening. I don't know how many are out there, but
非常感谢大家的聆听。那我也不知道有多少人在。
Comments or questions?
对，然后看看大家有没有任何的问题或者是评述。三妈姐有问题吗
？Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Maharaj, please allow me to check. And Satyamaji is checking.
Okay.
Satyamaji, 帮我看一下有没有问题哈。
Hare Krishna, 听到吗？
听到。
我问题发上来了，你没看到吗？
我咋没看到呢？你是发到哪个对话的？你发给我自己，你发给我行吗？
好的好的，我再转发一下，发到你自己个人的啊。
对对对。哎，我咋还是没有看到呢？哦，看到了，看到了。Marge here has a question from 幸运星 Lucky Star。感谢 Guru Day 精彩的讲课，顶拜您的莲花族。谢谢 Marge。灵魂本性是极乐的吗？是 Krishna 扩展的极乐能量吗？只因为有这个物质的躯体，才受物质欲望的覆盖而变得不快乐吗？Thank you, Maharaj, for your beautiful lecture, and please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that if the nature of the soul is blissful, and also And if the nature of the soul is blissful energy expanded from the Lord, but because of this material body to make us to be covered, so we cannot enjoy the happiness or the bliss anymore.
Right.
是的.
What is the question?
The question is that the nature of the soul itself is very happy, and also
yeah.
It is also from the blissful energy of the Lord, but because we have been covered by this material body, so to be influenced by this material energy, for example, like the material desire, in that case, we cannot feel the happiness anymore.
Yeah, because Krishna is fully independent, so he's giving us independence. And when we choose, you know, to try to enjoy Maya, try to forget, not serve Krishna, then we get covered over.
因为 Krishna 他是完全的独立的，所以说呢， Krishna 他也就给了我们这个独立性。但是所以呢，当我们在选择 Maya 的时候，那我们就被覆盖了起来。So
it's like a cloud, you know, like we can be out in the hot sun, but if a big cloud blocks the sun, then all of a sudden it feels cold again, and it might become dark.
那么就比如说是像是一片乌云，比如说本来我们是在太阳底下挺热，但是呢，一片乌云突然遮住了太阳，使得呢这个阳光被遮起来以后呢，我们就感受到的不是热了，变成冷了，而且呢，这个天气也变得，就这个天色也变得晚暗了下来。All
right, so this why we the Bhakti Yoga process helped to revive our memory and, you know, gradually learn to keep engaged in Krishna's service.
但是呢, Bhakti 瑜伽的这个修炼的程序，它就可以渐渐的使我们在复苏、在唤醒， 让我们再重新的去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
Okay.
Yes, the next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 为什么要崇拜、要臣服 Krishna? 臣服一个人不是很痛苦吗？ Why we need to surrender to the Lord? Because surrender to someone itself is very painful.
No, surrender to Krishna is blissful. It means it's like, you know, you're being attacked by someone and they're beating you, and if they say just surrender, just don't try to fight back, you know, it's better that you give up. So we're trying to fight Maya by our own power, but Maya is much more powerful. But when we turn to Krishna, he tells Maya, okay, you leave this person alone. And Krishna arranges everything nicely.
那就比如说我们如果是被人给抓起来了，然后呢被人家一通毒打，那么当人在打我们的时候呢，我们感到很痛苦，那这会儿应该怎么办呢？如果你要是这会儿要是臣服了，你就不被挨打了，不被挨打以后呢，就感觉就舒服了。那么当我们现在这个状态就是我们在和玛雅在使劲进行着这种抗争，然后玛雅在不断的在抽打着我们，但是如果我们要是臣服了 Krishna 的话，那么Krishna他就会对玛雅说，那么让这个人，就等于Krishna 他就会给我们一个很好的一个安排，然后就让我们舒服下来。So
that's interesting, but surrendering to a bad person, of course, that's not very good because they'll take advantage of us. But Krishna, surrender to Krishna means we just cooperate with Krishna. We just give up trying to fight Krishna. And let him take care of us because he wants us to be in the spiritual world with him.
当我们要是臣服一个坏人的话，肯定不是一件好事儿，因为这个坏人呢，他会这个去利用我们。但是如果要是臣服 Krishna 的话，并不是这样的，因为臣服 Krishna 呢是和 Krishna 一起合作，然后呢 ，Krishna 他就会给我们做一番很好的安排和照顾，因为 Krishna 他希望我们得到的是去和他一起去到灵性世界。所以说呢，如果是和 Krishna 臣服了他，然后和他在有这种合作的状态下呢，他就可以给我们做出这样的去到灵性世界的安排。
Yeah, all right.
Yes, the one more question from Chandra Vilasini Mataji. 感恩咕噜对甜美的讲课，礼拜您甜美的莲花族。请教咕噜，您刚讲到做好念诵，服务好奉献者，能够快速的到达 Krishna 的莲花族。这个服务奉献者指的是所有的奉献者呢，还是服务比我们精进的奉献者才能够达到的目的呢？谢谢您。Please accept my very very humble obeisances to your beautiful lotus feet, and thank you very much for your beautiful lecture.My question is that just now I heard you said that we need to chant nicely and also render better service to the devotees. In that case, we can very quickly to reach to the lotus feet of the Lord. So my question is that here you mentioned about service, do the service to the devotee. The devotees here, meaning all devotees or...only for those devotees who are more advanced than us, then we can reach to the goal of lotus feet of the Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you for your mercy.
Well, if one is himself a very advanced devotee, he sees every devotee more advanced than himself.
当一个奉献者他非常的精进的时候，他就能够看到所有的奉献者都要比他更加的优秀和精进。
So, wish any devotee.
所以说我们这里面所说的
because we're actually Krishna's in the heart and Guru's in the heart of all the devotees. So,
所以说我们
we serve, try to serve all devotees. And the ultimate devotee sees everyone as a devotee, even the so-called non-devotee.
那么所以我们在这里面说的服务奉献者指的是服务所有的奉献者，因为咕噜和 Krishna 在每一位奉献者的内心之中。那么终极就是一个终极的奉献者，他会他会认为所有的人都是奉献者，包括那些好像不是奉献者的人，他也觉得他们是奉献者。
All right.
Yes.
Otherwise, how can we know, see, which one, if we're always looking, well, is this devotee advanced or am I more advanced? Maybe that devotee should serve me, then we'll be really in trouble.
因为如果我们要是总是在去比较哪个奉献者更加的精进，或者在想着我是不是比这个人要更加的精进呢？这个人他其实应该来服务我。如果我们要是这样的心态的话，那我们其实就遇到麻烦了。
So,if every devotee was thinking, I'm not so advanced, all the other devotees are more advanced, then we'd have a real Vaikuntha atmosphere.
那如果要是所有的奉献者都觉得我自己并不是那么的优秀和精进，其他的奉献者都比我要更加的优秀和精进的话，那我们所营造的就是 Vaikuntha 无忧心素的环境。
Okay.
Yes.So everything, all of the questions are here.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Xie Xie.
Thank you, Marge.
And let me see if I can find the... So, yo... All glories to the similar devotees.And I haven't tried this for a while, so let me see. Suo yo u rong yao gui yu ju
所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。 Yes, very nice, Marge.
Yeah, about 10 times too slow for compared to normal people. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And internet worked perfectly this time, so something is auspicious.
Yeah.
And all over the world.
Mar 说非常感谢大家，而今天我们的网络的质量也很好，所以呢，这也是一个很吉祥的征兆。
All over the world, all over the world, so many people are, you know.Busy chanting Hare Krishna. Okay?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. WeChat is very clear and I think better than Skype.
Jai. because I don't have Skype, so WeChat is only wave now.
Yeah. No, but WeChat works really good. It does that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marge, please allow me to finish the last part of the class.
Okay.
Okay. 那 Marge 说呢，现在有很多的这个世界上有很多的人都在很认真的在念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，所以说呢，一切都变得很吉祥。然后呢，我们的这个微信呢，它的这个质量也比 Skype 的质量要好一些。Okay.那百坤的知音服务愿意聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢咖啡穿着 Mara 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，非常谢谢 Sati Mata 为我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者们，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五。 Hare Krishna。